Well, and Dan is actually a professional construction. He's been with companies in California and every place, so he's definitely a commercial construction person who knows how these things should be component-wise assessed, is what I'm trying to say.
It's my understanding, too, that, I mean, those are subtle differences when they go in and assess that make a difference in your valuation as to whether you're finished out on all sides or what materials being used. You know that. And so
they're identical. We can go look.
But you're
stucco, the next cut, they're both stucco, facade, you know, same overhang.
Okay.
No difference.
I don't think it would make as much difference as you're talking about with a square footage rate, but I'm saying that there are some differences that they would use.
But there's no difference between these two.
Gotcha.
Yeah, of course, I can understand, you know, a metal front as opposed to a stucco.
Okay, so this is that L-shaped strip center. Mm-hmm. Is it...
You're talking about the one hooked on
to
Country Mart.
No,
yeah.
I pulled it up.
You pulled it up.
Right, like I said, but we had that as a D class, and we have him as a C.
So D and C, what's the difference there?
D is average, and C has more attributes to it. So when I'm looking at the list here of everything on this one for Country Mart, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Like 14 lines of items that are part of it. And then on this one, he has a lot of extra stuff here. Open steel, sprinklers. There's a lot more attributes that go into your building that bring it up because of your base area. So.
What attributes? A sprinkler system that, you know,
I'm just saying when you look at the fixtures, the heat and air, the permastone, drivet, steel truss, enamel metal, all these things add into the program and build out what your value is.
How much?
And so you would need to bring me
an
appraisal that would show why you were different.
How much was Country Mount, this one, raised last year?
Okay.
Let's
not get into an argument here about. I guess what I'm wanting to understand is, are these attributes you're saying make the difference between because they're being assessed at how many? Country Mart is being assessed at how much a square foot roughly?
It's 25% larger, and its improvements are over. Mine are over. Okay, it's 25% larger, but the improvements were assessed, was the valuation, $967,000. Mine, $1,466,000.
But it's a lot older than yours, too.
7 years, because talk to a realtor, talk to a...
Okay, is this 7 years something you put in?
Location and the, you know...
We even brought his...
Is it
he was at 90% physical condition, and we brought him down to 85% for his property. And so,
how is mine worth $90 a square foot, and theirs worth $40 a square foot?
Good.
I don't know where you're getting your numbers. I just.
Okay, you're putting them into the program that you have.
Correct.
You're putting the information into a program, and it spits out a number.
And the year.
Your discretion is when how the building is classified, but you're also given parameters on age, things like that. Correct.
Correct. And so the one next to Country Mart, its physical condition is at an 83. And his, like I said, we lowered him to 85.
Okay.
So
where's the difference between $90 a square foot and $40 a square foot?
It's in your components, your base area, and the age of your building. It's part of the program, how it figures all the information. Well, if you brought an appraisal, I'd be happy to.
Board, you got some questions here about when we're doing the comparables over there. I mean, it sounds like that is a fairly good discrepancy.
So What did you pay for this in the first place back in, what was it, 2013?
I mean, $1.2 million, but that has no bearing on the true value, market value.
And I will stop her. I don't think he's arguing valuation. You're arguing discrimination.
Right.
Okay. The only thing he's arguing right now, this is not a question of valuation. He's arguing that it's inconsistent with how other properties are being assessed. And from what you're telling me, you put them in the system, and this is what comes out.
Correct. But I'd still like to know, how much was this one raised last year during the reappraisal, or was it raised at all, the one next to Country Mart?
I think the answer has been both have been assessed.
One was raised 40% and one was not raised at all.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the question. Answer that.
Did Stephanie come with that?
Is this Country Mart?
This is the one that's Country Mart that you were talking about. And then this one is his.
And it was raised.
This is his.
This is his. Yeah, it went from 918 to 1.4.
It's called South Town Shopping Center.
Right.
And how much did that one, the South Town, go up? Marginally.
So how much? I can't see it.
You went up 1.76%.
It went up
1.6%. So it went up 1.6%, and the one across the road goes up 37%.
And again, if we're reassessing, we're catching everything that we missed before, so.
Is there some discussion on the board here?
Well, I think it's called Board of Equalization.
I can tell you one thing. Okay. The shopping center down here in Forsyth, where there's a church now, there's a Family Dollar, there's a health department. Our treasurer, they sold the church part, just the church part, for $800,000. And she came in my office and told me that. You could ask her that, but I believe we're correct in where we're at.
Okay. Do you also believe you're correct on Country Mart and the other ones right now?
I do.
Okay. Have they been reassessed at the same time?
They were assessed in August, yeah. So they were reassessed for this cycle.
What was the prior assessment on the other one? The one we're discussing here. Okay.
And it had been 918 since he bought it, but it looks like for a long time. Well, the last 10 years, it's been 918.
Yeah. But the other one's been.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Well, the other one.
This is the other one.
The other one has gone up marginally.
Yeah. Can I make a recommendation? I think there is some discrepancy here. I appreciate you bringing it to our attention. I don't know how, you know, class D and C. To me, when I look at both of them, they look the same to me.
Can we call the appraiser in? I think Dan is here today. He's the one who went out and did it.
I was going to say, I'd like to recommend that we increase it 15% instead of 40%.
Do you want to ask Dan any questions? Do you want to ask Dan on how he got that number? If we want to ask him how this number got up, I'd be interested to know how we got up to this level. If he's claiming that it was wrongly assessed for the last 10 years, and there's suddenly a jump, because I don't see it. It doesn't look like it was assessed for the last 10 years. Is that about right, probably? Because it stayed exactly the same.
We're talking about Sunset.
This property.
Correct, mm-hmm. Yeah. They just stuck it in the date when he bought it, apparently, at what he bought it for. And then they didn't go back until we went out. Go in here. Let's see.
All right. Yes, sir.
So, Lynn, what's the situation with Branson Hills? You know, when can it be reassessed, or why can't it be reassessed, or what's the schedule for this year?
I think rather than get into a discussion about when and where, I think that the county assessor is trying to go through the county systematically, and I'm not trying to take a side here or anything. I'm just saying that from a staffing standpoint, my understanding is that they're just trying to go through the county and do it.
Right, but the big, I mean, if you want to look out for the county's best interest,
sure.
The big money's in Branson Hills and places like
sure.
that.
Sure.
I'd like to speak.
They're really underassessed, and the county's losing a lot of
right.
money there, because that's what I'm more saying is if mine's this, then these others need to be.
Yeah.
I would like to say, on our behalf, I focused on Hollister because we have always gone to Branson first. It's like soaking the rich. And so we have to start doing the other parts of the county. And I'm going one school district at a time, because when you get your bill, you are only being billed for what's on the right side of your bill. Branson's being billed on the right side of their bill. So for me to do just Hollister at this point forces the taxing entity, I'm not going to say who the biggest one is, forces them to look at it and roll that levy back. That was the point in doing what I'm doing. If I just go a little bit at a time, those taxing entities say, oh,
I don't know how they're getting to that figure.
I don't really have to roll back.
So
by doing the whole county, the thought is that the numbers go up where they're supposed to be. The taxing entities can't say no to rolling back, because the state also holds them down with the Hancock Amendment.
Susan, I appreciate your explanation. Could you get Dan? We'd like to hear from him.
Yeah. I'll be right back.
Hopefully this will give us a little clarity as to why, because he apparently did both properties. So I think that would help us get some clarity here.
We'll see. He told me because it was newly painted. So I should have waited an extra year or two before I painted it, I guess.
Well, that's some expensive paint.
I know, right?
That's for sure.
And I can tell you, I mean, it, without her being here, but normally just the percentage increase is not something we can really do anything about. There's a statute on residential property we can, if they go up by, there's a statute now, go up by 50%, then you have a right to ask for an interior inspection of your property, and it has to be, the assessor has to go physically to the property, and if you want, you can also ask for an interior inspection at that time. And then the 15 or more can be justified, but otherwise you have to do that.
Hello.
Hey, Dan. Dan, we're trying to understand, and I'm going to let other board members ask questions too. Mr. Johnson has raised some issues here that we can't really answer as to why some things have gone up as much. Now, we did notice that on this property it had not been assessed in probably 10 years, it looks like. Okay, and then you went out and have done an assessment.
Right.
But there's also some similar properties that are not, that we perceive are similar, that are seem to be taxed at a much, or the assessed value is much lower.
So I heard you were comparing it to next to Country Mart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and is that what you're asking about?
That L-shaped property there.
So the difference is quality of construction, the year it was constructed as well.
Okay.
One building's newer, one's older.